At Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Another episode of Patriot Power Hour on tap. Not just any other episode, but the 60th episode, live June 26, 2019, number 60. Unbelievable. Your host here, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, co-host, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. This is the penultimate season 6 episode. We've got one more left.
Penultimate episode 60. Next week will be the season finale before good old 4th of July, which any great patriot should celebrate. Perhaps with some suds and fireworks, but you know, maybe not for everybody. So I'll be doing that. But right now, we got a lot to talk about. We got Bitcoin going crazy, up and down. We have tons of news all over the place, really. But we're specifically going to be breaking a lot. I'm going to be passing the baton. Probably the third segment specifically. We're going to go in a deep dive, potentially for the entire second half of the show, related to the Project Veritas infiltration of Google and their head of responsible innovation. And we're going to talk about the ramifications of this type of censorship and what it all means, define a few things, get everybody on the same page, and go from there. We got a lot to talk about there, too. So I'm excited for that. Future Dan, I know you're got a lot of research. You got your timeline all put into place. Anything you want to say about that before I go into my crypto rant?
I have a metaphor for you.
Okay.
And we're going to save that until segment 3. We've had some good ones. And I'll remind listeners of the one of the other ones we use to get into our crypto discussion in segment 1. It's the pressure on this body of a submarine. It's at depth and it can't bear anymore. And in our metaphor, debt of all types, private and public worldwide, is the crushing pressures. That bolt that flies out of the side inside that submarine that's about to get crushed is a parallel to crypto, where something has to go and throw it into play. We've used that before. We get into what has happened this week. But in the segment 3, I got a new metaphor for you. And I'm not going to tease it beyond that, but we're going to get deeply into what Project Veritas succeeded in doing this week.
Yeah, success. You don't say that too
Bitcoin
often.
Up 4,500.
Yeah, now back
in a week.
Crypto, right? Exactly.
In a week.
Up 4,500 in 1 week. Crypto, specifically Bitcoin. The altcoins like Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, et cetera, have been lagging, some of them significantly, especially XRP, Ripple, which is known as the Fed coin. It's what the banksters would use to settle amongst themselves. Could be a lot of reasons for this, but a big catalyst could be Facebook and the Libra connection.
So that was announced at the end of last week?
Yep. Just so I think two things from last week that we talked about a little bit last week on last week's show, but they're really bearing fruit. That's why we do this show each week. New stuff comes out. Facebook, new cryptocurrency announced. White paper came out. Going to bring a lot of attention to cryptocurrency in general. Hopefully people will learn why Bitcoin and others are superior to a centralized Facebook.
And how far away are they saying from launch? I didn't.
Good question. I'm expecting like early 2020.
Okay.
But I think not
weeks or months.
Maybe months, but it's going to take a while to ramp up and get to the full penetration as well.
Well, while that period of post Bitcoin and all of its competitors and the era of Libra could be very interesting to watch how markets react to this pending what will be known as an establishment crypto.
Good luck trading it, because we've seen plus 4,500. Again, plus from about 8,000 to north of 13,000 today. But we also saw about 10% drop in 5 minutes. So if you had bought at 13,800 before you knew it, literally down to 12,000, that's still up huge. I mean, we were talking about $4,000 price just 5-6 months ago. Now we're at 12,000. Plus, and as I said earlier today, we hit about 13,800, had a crazy drop. You can make money trading this, but very dangerous. Be careful. I suggest more of an investment strategy rather than trade for most people. And it should be a whole portfolio, of course, not just crypto, lots of other stuff as well.
So what's causing this Bitcoin ramp up right now? We were throwing around ideas pre-show. One of them could be what the Federal Reserve did or didn't do last week. Number
that was
two,
the other thing I wanted to talk about that happened last week that is now manifesting.
Number two would be talk of recession and people come out saying we're in recession. I think whatever they're defining recession as can't be what it was traditionally defined as, two consecutive quarters of negative growth, because the quarter we just passed from was positive growth by a lot. So – but there's some kind of mania out there about it. Yeah. With the stock market hitting all-time highs, very, very, very far away from crashing, so we don't talk about it. We talk about when it gets crashing, but I guess when it hits all-time highs and the president's tweeting it higher, you got to be aware the things that go up have to come down. These are contributing to Bitcoin's rise, are they not?
Well, a big part of it, you'd say, is people were – they're looking for yield. They have to find yield. We're at all-time highs in essentially every asset out there in the entire universe. Practically every asset is at an all-time high or within, like 10% of
all the bubbles are blown. All of them are blown up.
Oil isn't, and there's a couple other that are lower from their all-time highs. Gold, wink, wink. But those ones can also blow up at any second upwards. But point is, to buy a car, buy practically everything except for a television or a phone, it's cheaper, or everything's more expensive than ever. Obviously, real estate is, and the stock market. So people want more yield. And now they know that they're not going to raise rates. They're not going to work off the Fed's balance sheet. They're actually going to keep an extremely large amount of toxic debt on the balance sheet and lower rates in the future. What does that mean? The stock market can go up 5, 10, even 20% off of that. But that's like all the low, medium, and even high hanging fruit is gone. Now you got to go to the very tippy top of the tree. Whereas Bitcoin and some other cryptos, it's still a very young sapling.
It's young.
And very risky, very volatile, but people are looking for it. And that's going back to that submarine analogy.
The pressure's
people
building.
Are going to look for yield at any cost and whatever they can find it in, for better or worse. I don't know if this is going to last. It could totally blow up as another bubble. Probably will in the end, a lot of things, but maybe not. There's a lot of reasons to think Bitcoin would not fall apart such in a situation. And we can talk about that. And we do all the time throughout Patriot Power Hour, as you know.
We're talking about technologically, if it can't handle
right.
transactions.
Exactly.
When crunch time comes, can it handle transactions?
It's slowing down today.
Yeah.
I was trying to send just a 0.02 Bitcoin from one of my accounts to another for trading purposes, and it was stuck for more than 5 hours instead of just 1 hour. Now, it had like record volume today, and it's not always going to have that. And some people think that's a good thing about Bitcoin is you can't send so much. Like, there is that bottleneck. So when you send things, it has to be very – you have to really think about
it. You have to know what you're doing.
Exactly. And you can raise the fee and go quicker, but it costs more money. But, hey, you know, I was trying to send, 0.02. I can't even do math on the air, but like a few hundred dollars, and I paid 30 cents. Usually that goes through in 10 minutes, half hour. This time took about 6 hours. But, again, this is like all-time volume and craziness and volatility today, or at least rivaling what it was when we started Patriot Power Hour a couple years ago. I remember it was out of control. We're almost to that level again.
Do you think there's huge investors that would take a shot, but for fear that if they overwhelm the systems, all the miners out there are doing the decryptions, right? That's how the new coin is being mm-hmm. made. We're still in the era where new coins being made. Eventually it'll be finite. It's going to run out in a certain
right.
amount of time. I forget the date, but it's a number of years from now. But we're in the mining age of Bitcoin. And are they waiting for would you throw institutional money and large numbers in there if it crushed it and it's like, I'll click submit enter button now. Yeah, sure. And then like 25 hours later, you get confirmation and have to risk, what price did I get?
So this is an interesting
What price
question.
Did the sale actually go for?
I'm learning a lot about this as the days, weeks, and months go on. I've been really immersing myself. It's a little hard to get your head around, especially if you don't have much of a background in it. But you could consider Bitcoin as the reserve currency of the cryptocurrencies.
How so?
And it will take because you can build all these other cryptos and link them to Bitcoin. So Litecoin, Ethereum, and those answer a lot of the questions you're talking about. They can do as many transactions as Visa in 10 seconds.
Because they just don't have the volume.
Right. But if you have those kind of tied to or priced in Bitcoin, almost like if you had fiat currency priced in gold,
yeah.
The theory would be Bitcoin's the digital gold, and those are the digital fiats. But at least they're decentralized, or not all of them, of course. There are a lot of scam coins out there that are whatnot. But that's the thought. That's what, you know, if you get deep into it. And again, I'm an expert compared to, you know, 99% of the world, but the real experts, the ones with the PhDs and stuff,
yeah.
Go listen to some of their podcasts. I do my best to analyze it kind of from an overall economic finance point of view, though. But very interesting stuff for sure.
Yeah, I think it's more Libra entering the space than the economic pressure. The relentless hunt for yield, the bubbles blowing high. I don't know if that's it, but I think more likely people wanted to position in the event that Libra mainstreams this.
Right.
If it mainstreams Bitcoin, it seems the paradigms that we operate within about, you know, decentralized, freedom-oriented movement, which Bitcoin in large part is, versus Facebook and the censorship and the absolute political bias that the organization shows.
Exactly.
How do those two pieces go together, or are they tangling with each other in some odd mixture of similar technology with opposing ideologies, and how does it finish?
You said pretty much perfectly. Similar technologies in the mechanics of it, but totally different ideologies and who controls the network. So,
let me pose this question. Do you think that the founders of Libra and their bosses all the way up to Zuckerberg could care less if there's a digital currency? This is a spoiling attack. It's meant to drive away all the other coins.
To get into a little quick conspiracy as the music goes before we come into the news blitz on the other side. Someone was saying Zuckerberg's actually pumping the Bitcoin market in the next few months really high just to have it collapse. So then when Libra comes on, everyone's like, oh, man. Libra's so stable. It's like Bitcoin, but stable. It's way better than Bitcoin. Conspiracy, but I don't know. Bitcoin market's still very small. Zuckerberg can't buy the entire market by himself, but he can corner it to some degree. And his rivals, the Winklevoss,
pull a Soros on it.
That.
Do a Soros on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pump and dump. And then Libra comes on the scene. I don't know. We'll be back for the news and blues. It's your Power Hour. Breaker of Banksters, Cochran here. Hope you're enjoying the show. Now, here at the Patriot Broadcast Network, we're always doing our best to try to bring you unfiltered, grassroots news and analysis. But guess what? We need your help. If you have questions or suggestions, if you want to be a guest or know someone who'd like to share their insights with us live on the air, please do reach out. You can find all of our contact information, social media, at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Let us know how we can better our fight against the Bankster globalists and their cabal. We need your help. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network, or even search Patriot Broadcasting Network on Google and look for our Don't Tread on Me logo. Keep up the good fight.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, segment two, Future Danger, News Blitz. We're going to hit the heat map, column one, this June 26th, Wednesday night. New time for henceforth, 7 to 8 on Wednesdays. Column one, unreasonable search and seizure continues to be normalized. We got a Wall Street Journal, NSA article reporting NSA caught collecting American phone records again. They're doing things that everyone in Congress has agreed they shouldn't be doing, and they keep getting caught at it. Also in column one, we got more data tampering by NASA and NOAA, the Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, cooking up the books for climate scientists, perpetuating hoax. But the major news is that massive strike on Google executives by Project Veritas. We got a Google leak quoting an insider saying never letting someone like Donald Trump come to power again is an objective. That was from the mouth of a hidden cam of a Google exec. All right. Clearly using AI to meddle in the 2020 election, Ben. We got Google pulling videos of Project Veritas from YouTube, which it owns. Yeah. And we're going to continue in segment two to analyze how this all went down, the timeline. It was a coordinated strike. It was a good one. It was against the New World Order insofar as Google is a massive organization, and Eric Schmidt and company were fundamental in the last two decades of shaping the world we live in that direction. Column two, international and national security. Got news with Russia. Reports of intense intercepts of Russian and U.S. jets over the Black and Baltic Seas. Russians have been saying through diplomats that U.S. missiles near their borders could lead to a 1962-like Cuban missile standoff. Simultaneously in Ukraine, in the Black Sea, the United States and 18 other NATO nations kick off drills, maritime drills, Operation Exercise Sea Breeze. All right, so I'm sure it's beautiful out in the Black Sea, doing a little boating around. Russians don't like it. Thousands of Hong Kong protesters, who we talked about last week, continue to hit the streets in the third major demonstration. China forcefully harvesting organs from prisoners. It's exposed by another insider in China. So you can see motivations of people there. If Hong Kong's anti-extradition protests grow exceedingly large, news, if it penetrates that censorship grid of China forcefully harvesting organs for prisoners, it could be a hot summer in China. All right. We got China continuing cyber attacks on American networks while this is simultaneous. All right. Amtrak suffered a major outage across the Northeast. Low-level news. They repaired it quickly, but you got to keep an eye on when major transportation systems in this country fail. One did in the East. Oregon senators, the GOP out in Oregon, have fled the state capitol and, in some cases, the state to avoid bringing a bill for carbon credits to the floor of the Oregon Senate. And that has prompted the governor out there to send the state police to bring them back. And we have some Oregon senators actively indicating they will resist arrest with armed force. And now, in response, the Democrat Oregon senators are saying that militias have threatened violence against them. It's not typical that that happens in a state in the United States. Whether it comes to any violence or not, we'll keep an eye on it. But that's brutal political violence. And you got to be aware when that's happening in your country. I don't care where you live. All right, the Israelis, the Iranians. We got Israel holding large military drill amid U.S.-Iranian tensions last week. Trump called off strikes, or strikes were never ordered. Doesn't really matter. The president said don't do it, and they didn't do it, right? But simultaneously, Israel is drilling. We got Iran staging snap civil drills in response. So both nations drilling for air, missile, radiation attacks on each other. Hot summer in the Middle East. We got Yemen Houthi rebels hitting a Saudi power station with a cruise missile. Quote, cruise missile. We don't really know what it was. But that war in the peninsula of Southwest Asia continues nonstop. Back home, we got the Speaker of the House. Now, you would say that was an official of the United States, would you not, Mr. Cochran?
Yeah.
She's an official.
Like third or fourth.
Right. So the indicator of foreign invasion officially invited, right? We're being invaded by foreigners across the southern border. Everybody in the world knows it. But when it's officially invited, it becomes an indicator of future danger because it's just that much more dangerous than just getting overrun. It's
official.
It's officially being allowed. It was 8 years of it in the previous administration. Now we got the Speaker of the House, third official according to the Constitution, saying, quote, being in the country illegally, not a reason for deportation. I'd say that indicator is accurate.
That is. It's still like a low level indicator.
Well, but that's because she's only a lawmaker.
Exactly.
It's when you have a president saying that or a vice president saying that, it goes black. Yes. And it did several times. Yeah. Column 4. We got volcanoes, all minor news. Earthquakes, not fatalities that I'm seeing. We got more Chinese baby DNA edited babies being claimed to have been created by Chinese scientists. And we got a key U.S. and a key international genetic science association, international body heads saying that there's really no way to halt gene edited babies. There's just no way. There's just no way to stop it. And with government sanction it, there's no stopping it. So the Chinese are doing it. We got floods. We got heat waves.
At this point, it's like we better be doing it too, which is obviously will only spur another arms race. But whatever. That's just humanity, kind of, right?
Yeah. We got a massive bee die-off too reported. One of the biggest honeybee losses in U.S. record underway. 300 dolphins dead along the Gulf Coast since February. All right. We got a study about men's fertility is being irreversibly damaged by the age of 18 thanks to Western junk food diet. Okay, there's far too many American youth not eating anything but McDonald's and Burger King when they grow up, and it seems like it's making them impotent. We carry that under the indicator soft kill, depopulation, exposed. If it's a conspiracy theory, and if you're a common listener with InfoWars, you would tend to hold these beliefs. I'm skeptical until I see it proven, but if we have young men that are unable to reproduce, and it's proven in a study that they've been eating this food heavily, it ought to tell you something. All right. And then in column 3, all right, these are two interesting pieces of news.
Okay.
Simultaneous, Ben. We got gold hitting a 6-year high. We got zero heads coming out with the publicly available news, but only they really put it out there that Merrill Lynch was caught criminally manipulating precious metals markets thousands of times over the past, what? What?
6 years.
Yeah, same period of time as a six-year high in gold. That news comes out.
Exactly.
And I think they paid a $25 million fine. So that's the news breakdown in all four columns. We're going to get deep into the Project Veritas success this week. But other than that, setting the big heavy hitter of column one, Liberty column, aside, what strikes you as patterns?
Man, there's just so much going on, which is good for our show. Lots of topics, but not always good news, of course. I think this is probably one of the most full Future Danger news blitz.
Probably the biggest in season six since we started in what, March?
I almost think like this calendar year, maybe at least top three of this calendar year.
Last winter too had some big stock market drops, but you're right.
Yeah, but this runs the game. That's why in terms of trends, it's all over the place. But I mean, each one of these has a thread, and I could talk about each one for quite some time. But we're seeing a little bit more tension with Russia, Iran, and the drone. But it's still holding fast, but nothing's getting better. I talk about the economic. You're going to get deep into the news blatantly censored. We've been talking about that for quite some time, but this is a new phase. This is the artificial
intelligence. No, it's a turning point. It's a turning point.
So, yep. I mean, that's a thread we've been talking about forever. So I do encourage everyone to go to futuredanger.com, check out the live headlines, go check out the archives too. You can really do some deep dives and go read what happened a year, two, 3 years ago with news blatantly censored. And you will be able to very significant trends, pretty much all in the negative.
Yeah, for example.
Going down over the weeks, months, and years.
For example, this Merrill Lynch getting caught manipulating paper gold. Paper gold is what it is. You pop right into the archive for this indicator, precious metal price suppression exposed. Last time we had a piece of news on this was November 6th, 2018. And it was one of those gold spoofers admitting doing it. So that's how long it took, November to June, before we got a hit. And zero has really dominated this particular indicator. But that's okay, because there's a lot of other ones. You could dig in. You see how hot or cold the topic is? Hit the link to the indicator right at the top bar. It's like a little Monopoly card.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Great stuff, really. And, in a way, we didn't even plan for it to be this way, I suppose. But it's a great guiding document for our show each week. I mean, you put in all this work and research curating futuredanger.com, and it's just so easy to get up here, dive deep into not just the current news, but the long-term trends and stuff. So futuredanger.com, commercial is coming right up. We'll be right back on the other side. Got some real interesting stuff to talk about.
Episode 60, one more half to go.
Okay, folks, here's your chance. The Patriot Broadcasting Network has highly affordable advertising options for you. Our shows and our hosts' websites have a very special audience. These are Americans who are preparing to take care of themselves and their families during difficult times. Start reaching this audience with your product, service, or cause. Interested in broadcasting your podcast on PBN? We're interested in talking to you about that, too. Don't wait. Email info@futuredanger.com for more information.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 60. the penultimate episode of this season. We're going to take a little break after New Year, or after the first of the month, going to the holiday, 4th of July. But so June 1st, Monday, next Monday.
July 1st.
We'll be coming back. July 1st.
Yep.
We'll be coming back.
Yep. So we're going to be, we are going to be live next week, but we're not going to be on our normal Wednesday because 4th of July weekend and all that. But we will get, I mean, with all the stuff we're talking about now, who knows what happens in the next 5 days.
It might be
all
a special episode. We're going to break out some special report at any moment. Go live.
We have, first off, quick plug before we get into some big stuff. We do have Patriot Correspondence, which is evergreen. So if you check out some of these Patriot Correspondence topics, 6th one will be on its way shortly. Well, hopefully shortly. It's my fault, guys, as always. But as you just mentioned, I wanted to get this out real quick. We will and are planning to have special reports when things get a little awry, whether it's in the financial markets, whether it's, you know, if Trump had hit Iran, I think we would have gone live.
Oh, that would have been many dominoes that would have kicked off.
So there's a lot of things that we will be going live as best as possible, just kind of randomly throughout the week. We'll be announcing it on our social media. If you're paying attention, you can obviously hop on live. Everything else we do is archived, though. So, yeah. That's what we do here, Patriot Broadcasting Network. So, Future Dan.
So, this is the last broadcast in June
2019.
And this week, this Monday, this June 24th, Monday at 8 o'clock. Here's the timeline.
2 days ago.
Here's the timeline. And here's the metaphor I was talking about in the first segment. Everyone knows the Gadsden flag. Gadsden flag was out of the South of the United States, and it was one of the Revolutionary War flags that various patriot groups put together and marched against the British with, right?
Yep.
It was a battle flag.
Don't tread on me, everybody.
Don't tread on me. And it was in newspapers in various forms. The image of the snake in the colony and how you know, the Eastern Diamondback would have been the animal they would have seen and thought about while they did this.
Huh.
You don't step on those things. You don't go near those things. You don't trespass on their rights. And when you do, you're going to get struck. Well, Google got struck like a snake in the forest up on the Appalachian Trail, but good this week. And this is the snake that hit it. It was not just James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. We had 8 a.m.
Right.
him dropping the short film,
yeah.
which shows the insider, shows the documents that are leaked about this functionality called machine learning fairness. And the group executive that was previously or currently involved with it was caught on tape in a restaurant, I presume out near where Google headquarters is in California, trendy restaurant. Someone obtained her trust from the O'Keefe side. He put somebody in front of her that she obviously trusted, and on hidden cam got her talking about suppression in 2020, what they're working towards to not let a Trump situation happen again, and the various methodologies that will discount or remove or downgrade or basically prevent people from knowing about conservative voices and messages.
Right.
And so that's Monday, 8 o'clock. Right. And the
inside, seen the video, go check it out.
The insider's wearing them, you know, is hidden and is a distorted voice. It's a man, obviously. And he also reveals more things about not letting, you know, Google being hell bent on not letting the deplorables have a win in 2020, essentially is what it boils down to. And they also have hidden cam of a software engineer, and his name's in the article, too. So they had two people come on tape. One's damning. The other one is a software programmer admitting to these things, admitting that the thing machine
algorithms,
machine learning fairness algorithms are real.
Yeah.
Verifying
now,
it.
This, I have actual experience with this myself with my bankster stuff. So this is, you know, it goes all beyond Trump, but it's just really, this is caught red handed.
Yeah. So we got a man hidden. We got the Google exec and Google software engineer. So three witnesses, two of them unwitting against themselves. All right. By eight, that's that percolated for a day. By 8 a.m. Tuesday, guess who gets involved? Russia Today, RT, hits with the simply noting the fact, and he got linked by Drudge, so it became the article that was first out there with this, that Google, by that time, Google had taken down the Project Veritas expose video on the platform it owns known as YouTube. And then Russia Today had that story ready on Monday by throughout Monday, in addition to the Russia Today story at the top of the day, InfoWars got involved, comes out and shows how Reddit was censoring all discussion of the Jen Janai, that's her name,
okay,
video. And InfoWars also manages to make the point that on no broadcast network, on no mainstream media, absolutely none of them, and this is true to this tonight at 7:36 p.m. during episode 60, no mainstream media, and the last I knew, it was included Fox News, is even talking about it. But there are mainstream newspapers that have definitely covered it, because by Tuesday, we had a new wrinkle, all right?
Okay.
The Google exec who had been on an aircraft flight from Ireland, her home country, she's a foreign national, back to work in California, landed to realize that O'Keefe had popped this on her. That's the first bite of the snake, and it was devastating because it had been running for hours while she had no ability to get anyone aware of this. Guerrilla journalism, indeed.
Yeah.
Then she went on a platform called Medium and had an instant response. In the interim,
okay,
of her response, which was very weak and played the victim that now she's getting death threats and been doxxed, which wasn't very accurate because her phone number and address had never been made known, and the fact that she's a public Google figure hasn't been hidden.
Doesn't mean it's not, you know, issues.
Yeah, her name is out there. It always was. She used to do
We're
talks.
Not calling for that to happen, of course, but if it did, it doesn't absolve her.
Not at all. Not at all. But that's all she really had to say, and then said, well, you got me. All right? So in the interim, right, during that, what O'Keefe had been waiting for transpired, which is for her in the Medium article to refute any political bias in the algorithms, which has been Google's position because they've been pressed by,
right, oh, yeah,
by Congress, mm-hmm, before about this. Next on the list, O'Keefe released a second damning strike. The snake
what
struck
time was
twice.
It? How much? How
this
far
is next
after?
Day. Next day.
The next day after she had given her, you know.
By 10:22 Hedge had it, I believe, Tuesday evening. You'd have to look at O'Keefe's timeline, but the Project Veritas comes out with leaked emails from within Google of these exact near the same algorithm development groups, the censorship algorithm development people. The people are talking about how to put certain classes of speech out of view. You can't find it in search results, hiding it, how to do that. After the Jen Janai, the Google exec caught on tape on Monday, comes out and denies it, they hit her with Prager and Shapiro, two conservative Americans listed in an email with one other Canadian who's not Jewish, but I don't – people have been sticking up for him, but I don't know who he is. But Ben Shapiro and Dennis Prager essentially – saying if we wanted to label their speech in the category of Nazis, here's how we do it. And that has been quickly abbreviated to be called Jews Nazis. That sent a shockwave through this system. It was PR mistake number one by Google to let their executive write a Medium article and then confirming or denying certain facts, and then absolutely rebutting that with more leaked emails within the same 24-hour news cycle. Meanwhile, Fox doesn't know what to do with it.
Right.
We know CNN and those others wouldn't touch it. Fox, they don't talk about it. Hannity might have mentioned it by now. I don't know. Finally, after that, we got UK Daily Mail reporting it and WJLA, which is out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Hearst-owned property, and they were reporting on the fact that Senator Cruz had a hearing in the Commerce Subcommittee of the United States Senate where a different Google exec was scheduled to appear, and he hammered her, strike three by the snake. Good teamwork, actually. With poster boards quoting Jen Janai on Monday, Hidden Cam, and asking Google, do you agree with this? And having a smug and stunned Google executive have to talk her way out of it. They didn't come off looking good.
I haven't seen that yet. I need to see that.
No, all three.
That's got to be good.
All three are very – this is a pivot point for media
censorship. Where does it go from here now, though? I mean, probably mainstream media.
Awareness.
Will report it, but
everybody knows it now.
What do you mean everybody?
Everybody knows it now. Everybody you can think knows it. Every leftist who doesn't want it to be true knows it in their heart. Anybody who sees this knows it. The only people who don't know it are purposely hiding from it. And the only way they hide from it is because they really know it happened. One of their friends talked about it. Now, everybody knows that Google censors political bias, and it's going to only ramp up efforts to bring antitrust, Sherman antitrust laws against them.
No, I think a lot of it, you're right. I just don't know if Americans – And just humans in general have the courage to fight back.
Well, it takes 3%.
It's right in their faces.
It only takes 3%.
Right, everybody puts a double think, and people just ignoring it, even though they know it's true. The cognitive dissonance is just ridiculously high, and I think a lot of people are just going to build an even bigger wall. But maybe you're right. If there is going to be a breakthrough, we need more of things like this.
It
was a strike.
You only need 3%, right? It's the 3%er concept of this American Revolution. Among that 3% and another 10 times that in this country, everybody knows what they were caught at. The other 70% that isn't able to know it because they're not paying attention isn't going to influence anything anyways.
That's true. That's a great point, actually. I made that point myself, and you have – as well, many times that, you know, the huddled masses that don't participate or care or don't have, you know, you got to watch out for them. They can become zombies, but that doesn't mean that they're really, you have to worry about them as much. They're not an enemy, so to speak. And you don't always have to try to reach out to them and convince them either, because at some point, you know, you got to cut them off. But
you can break them down. And
I'm hoping this is great news. I think so.
You can break those people down and powerfully convert them. If you even find a way to get them to listen to this series of Project Veritas exposés.
That's true. That's the best part of it.
Followed up with Cruz, who has obviously had – I think it's obvious to me that he had an opportunity to know this was all coming, and he was well prepared. that it is, if nothing else, maybe it doesn't have a long-term impact and I'm blowing this out of proportion. It was a successful strike for liberty and for freedom-oriented people this week. It's a victory in the information
world. My question is it going to – I love your analogy of the Gadsden flag and the rattler and the strike. I'm worried it's going to be more of a mosquito bite than a snake bite.
Oh, it hurt. It had to hurt today. They took down the YouTube video. Tell me that's not panicky. There's no one over. They used an excuse, though. You know what they used as an excuse? They said that it was violated their executive's privacy. And as a consequence, the video had to come down.
Because it's like wiretapping, hidden camera type of thing.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. That
it wasn't consensual.
True,
it wasn't consensual.
Like, we got it.
If you can't
play dirty in war, right?
If you can't catch people consensually talking about it, then it can never be news on Google, on YouTube. That's the precedent they just set, right?
Oh, they set a lot of precedents. They got a lot of stuff. I mean, we could talk, and we're gonna here in the last segment coming up. We are gonna talk a little bit more about this as well. We're gonna be talking about this for quite some time.
Today's Wednesday. This is 48 hours ago.
Maybe what we'll tease for the final segment here is maybe what do you think is happening by July 1st? This Monday coming up.
This story could be going further by this time next week.
Exactly. What do you think could happen by then? What could happen by end of July? What could happen by this time next year? Positives, negatives, best case, worst case. Try to get into that and more on the other side of this commercial break. Stick with us.
Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
What you gonna do when they show up in black suits? On your streets, not mixed boots. And then silence you. What you gonna say when they strip your rights away? And the tax man makes you pay.
We're back. Thanks for sticking with us. This final segment of Patriot Power Hour, episode 60. If you like this show, want to check out some of our archives, or can't always listen live, definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Find all our archives, but even better, just so we're decentralized and don't have to rely on Blog Talk, who you never know might get strong-armed into getting rid of stuff like ours. Guess what? You can find all the archives also mirrored and hosted at FutureDanger.com.
I welcome it. Let them try. That'd be great.
It's fine. We got all of them.
We can be censored too, can't we?
Absolutely. And I wanted to get a little bit into that. I don't have, let's say, the exact scientific data because I can't see into their black box. But I have used social media since, when was it? November 2004. Literally, Facebook. I was probably in the top 0.1% of users to ever sign up when I was in college. It was thefacebook.com, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not trying to brag. But since then, I've built up a huge audience. Well, I got my friends, of course, but then I started getting into media and trying to spread the message about the banksters, et cetera, and build up 5,000 friends and have another page with 2,000 plus likes. Each post, I used to get between 200 to 600 views with 30, 50 likes. Now, every fifth or sixth post has that, but the rest have 10 to 30 views, maybe a like. My material is not falling off that badly.
Something's going on. They started charging. You can't, they won't let you see.
Yeah.
So, you know, Facebook's always been secondary to Future Danger. We're stuck with Twitter. Using certain tools, you can check to see if your followers are real, too. So, University of Indiana created a tool. It's good. Bot or not. Just Google bot altogether. Yeah.
Bot or not.
most of the followers of Future Danger 6, at Future Danger 6, are real people. This is the best that algorithm can detect them.
Our only hope against the AI and the bots is somehow have our own, the white hackers versus the black hackers, the white hats, black hats, if you know.
Let me help you get
hacky language.
A little perspective.
We got to go against Facebook and Microsoft and those guys of the world. We need to have our own counteroffensive in this cyber war. Unfortunately, I don't know much about computer programming.
So if you were born or weren't born before, didn't grow up without the internet, if you have no memories that didn't include people using the internet, then you can't see what we would revert to eventually. If Google, as you suggested last segment, just marches on, most people don't know, most people don't care, and they continue to censor, and the censorship gets tighter and tighter and tighter, and the dethrone the banksters and the future dangers of the world get squelched and barely listened to. They can't get their voice out there, can't ever get majors. So viral, can never go viral, just like antiviral. That's what they consider. It's antiviral treatment for voices they don't want to hear. if that happens, you're going to go back to right before 1995. You're going to have to read things that are paper. You're going to have to hear things over broadcast, and they can't stop podcasting. So we're always going to be able to speak
right.
and load a file on the internet. But essentially, they'll drive our voices back to with the reach and technology 20 years behind what they have, right? And it's almost as though they, if they think they can achieve that level of censorship, it'd be like Reagan achieving an arms buildup in, you know, 84, 85, 86 that made a 7, 8, 89 for the Soviets. The writing was on the wall. You're too far behind us. You can't ever sustain any kind of conflict with us. Might as well do something different. Are they thinking on the other side, these tech giants, let's bring it up to this level, and then the Alex Jones can't be heard anymore. They're like a T-72 tank in the age of the Abrams. They just he's not there. He's not. No one knows of him anymore.
I mean, it's very possible people go with convenience, whether they consciously try to seek things out or not. Almost everyone uses Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube.
But what if they get to the point where they can't
reach about it on a podcast? So even I don't have the full discipline to look outside of their little crystal ball that they admit many times over, but specifically with Project Veritas that we were talking about. They significantly manipulate the search results and recommended videos, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, what if they get to the point where you just can't find the alternate voice?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I believe they'll still have, they'll call it the dark web, but they'll definitely make it something nefarious sounding, a new name, where you can find whatever you want on the internet, you know, in terms of historical podcasts, in terms of broadcasters who have been banned, you know. But I definitely think the censorship net's going to get tighter and worse before it gets better. I don't know if we're knocked back to what it was like 20, 30 years ago in communication on the Patriot end, that's not good. We're going to be in big trouble. I'm not saying we won't survive, but let's hope we don't freaking get there. We better start fighting back now.
So if you ever mess around with water running downhill and trying to stop it or reroute it, you know it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. You can build some kind of reservoirs that will hold it for a while, but it's going to come. If you go with this idea that information has a behavior unto itself in the modern age, only accelerates it, but it fundamentally has a property, which I can't quote the gentleman that came up with this thesis, but it's been out for a while,
okay.
That information wants to be free. Information itself is heading towards becoming free.
Okay.
It's why you know, classified information is put into compartments and they carefully count who does or doesn't have an opportunity to know things, is because information wants to be free.
Like the universe is always expanding, information is always trying to get
right,
be known.
And there's ways to squelch it, like a murderer who kills their victim and no one knows the person went missing and only they know it. You know, you can have things like that, but at the large world stage of politics and security and economics, things can't happen unless many people knew. Right? It's only a matter of could you hide it well enough.
Yeah.
And I personally believe that the more – it's the Barbara Streisand effect. The more you attempt to squelch it, the
right.
worse it's going to get for you. But I can't be sure in the 21st century unless I had an opportunity to talk to a dissident in China, because they have a surveillance grid on them, a social credit system, and the ability to censor – I mean, if they want to pass notes to the anti-government, they got to do it by paper.
Yeah.
How successful are they in growing their movement? I just don't know.
It's got to be really hard. A lot slower, a lot less nimble, more secure, I suppose.
Take a lot more motivation to keep it going.
But you got to move so quick these days, whether it's the freaking Bitcoin market or the anti-police state protesters or the Hong Kong protesters. You know, you need to be able to communicate with your group of people within seconds, not days like the old days. When your enemy or opponent has that type of technology at their hands and you don't, man, it's hard to get over that.
Yeah, I mean, but when large people have a belief system, it goes underground.
Yeah, if you outnumber them, if we have literally 3%+ that are hardcore and another 10-20 that kind of try, then you can do it, I think.
Well, it just goes underground.
That's a lot of people.
That they talk about fringe beliefs, and they like to make you think that, you know, the entire non-establishment, if you must buy into the left-right paradigm, the non-establishment right is a fringe position, then it helps if you could build technology that makes them appear that way because they can't talk to anybody.
Right. Yeah, sure. Well, coming full circle, and we're going to be talking about – I'm going to start bringing up almost we talk about Bitcoin, but there's other applications of blockchain and crypto. Some of it is this secure messaging and these smart contracts and other things that can be used to fight back against this censorship. Of course, with Facebook and Libra as one example, the banksters and their mega corporations are going to be using this technology as well and have announced as much. But I think that's our real best chance for everything from communication, different messaging that you can use on 2G networks, let alone 4G, 5G, very low bandwidth applications to sending money anonymously. Bitcoin is not anonymous, but there are ways to truly send anonymously. Maybe the NSA would know, but that's about it. So a lot of that going on. I don't know. We got a lot of material for the next 60-plus episodes. I'm hoping we make it. Episode 60 coming to an end now, though. You got anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, okay. Bitcoin's up $575 since this show started.
So we were up. Oh, nice. All right. I better go rebalance the portfolio. Stay nimble, my friends, but be careful. You can lose your ass in this market too, okay? I'm just happy because I got in when Bitcoin was like $400, $800. So I'm just playing with house money right now. But it's dangerous out there. It's thrilling, but dangerous. Be careful. Make sure you get some gold and silver first. Make sure you get some preps, get some food and water filters, maybe a firearm or two before you mess around with Bitcoin and crypto. But I think we're going to be talking a lot about blockchain and crypto going forward as well. So another great episode in the books, Future Dan. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Back next week.
Season finale.
Episode 61. Monday, July 1st. Remember, headed back to Mondays because of the holiday week. Monday, July 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern. Same place, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. All right, folks, you have a good weekend yourselves. Catch you later.
My son might not understand what I've tried to be. And if I were to be killed in Willard, I would want someone to go to my home and tell my son everything.